is a continuation as he expounds upon that glorious covenant of grace which he extended through Jesus Christ. And its superiority above the covenant of the law which God had previously given to Moses. And in 2 Corinthians 3:6, Paul speaks of himself and other ministers by saying God. It was God who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter, which is the law, killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Paul's second letter to this church was in no means a repeat of the first letter, but it was a deeper revealing, as I just mentioned. It was a deeper revealing of God's grace to these wonderful saints in Corinth, and to us, and to us. In 2 Corinthians in chapter 3, Paul commends the saints, and he says, ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, and read of men. And that's the portion that I'd like to spend a little bit of time on this morning. We are the epistles of God, read of men. Now, an epistle, in this context, is a written letter. It's a message. And in this context, ministers refer to those who are attendants of God's word, who expound the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people. And they could be ministers or pastors or teachers or people of position within their various churches. But, precious hearts, we don't need to hold a position or a title in order to be ministers of God's word, to be epistles read by others. Paul continues in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, where he says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. In earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. See, this isn't of us. It can't be of us. The grace of God will never be of us. All we are epistles. We've all been given the same measure of grace. Okay? We've all been given opportunities. Haven't you been given opportunities over the years, and even maybe recently, to be a witness, a testimony, an epistle of the grace of God in you? I think that's just marvelous. You know, I think it's just wonderful. You know, Paul emphasizes that neither he nor his fellow laborers nor any of us should ever boast in what we know of the grace message. There is nothing at all that we can brag about, not one thing. Because if we were to brag about anything, then we'd be bragging about ourselves, right? We would be boasting of ourselves. We would be putting the spotlight, if you will, on me. I don't want the spotlight on me. I don't think that you want the spotlight on you. All glory. All glory. All glory be to Jesus Christ alone. You know, because we were all condemned at one point in our lives, maybe from the very beginning we took a breath, we were condemned. There was no hope in us whatsoever. We had no chance. None. Zero. But we are all saved by grace. So what do we have to brag about? I can't think of a thing. Save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This may be somewhat repetitive because we know this to be true because we attend a grace meeting. But, you know, I never get old of that. I never get tired of it. It's like it's new every time I think about it. And because we have been so freely and unconditionally forgiven, and that grace has been applied to all of our hearts, we have been called to be living testimonies of that grace. See, again, you don't need to have a title. You don't need to have an appointment. You don't need a contract from a board of directors. You don't. You don't. That living testimony of grace, always pointing to Christ, the giver of all grace, just as Paul did. See, he didn't want any attention to himself. God forbid. Because if we were to boast of ourselves, would God receive the glory? No. No. You know, Satan wanted to receive that glory. He wanted to be like God. As living testimonies of the new life of Christ, which dwells in us now, his grace is magnified. It is a testimony to all people that we meet, whether we know them or don't know them, or they're, you know, a stranger is only a friend you haven't met yet. Galatians 20:20 says, "For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me," as we just sang. It's Christ that lives in us. That old man is dead. You see, Paul wrote that there are no letters of ink or tablets of stone that can compare with the love of Christ within our hearts. See, where there's grace, there's no law. That law was nailed to the cross. It's all about grace. That's what this meeting is about. It's a grace meeting. People will know. People will know. Christ lives in you, doesn't he? In knowing the truth of God's grace, we not only have been given the capacity and the ability, but we've also been given the responsibility to be ministers of the grace with which we have been blessed with. It is a responsibility. You know, a minister is also defined in the concordance as an attendant, also a servant. That wonderful same grace that we have received, our reasonable service is to share that, to be a testimony of it. Anything of ourselves, if we go down that road, it's going to lead to self-righteousness and pride and a host of other absolutely despicable characteristics, which are the old man. And if the old man's dead, then we reckon him dead. Dead is dead. If there be any boasting, let it be of Christ in you. Let it be of Christ in me. We've all received compliments, I think, over time. Oh, you're such a nice person, or you know, you've got such a sweetheart, and you're so kind and stuff. What an opportunity. Say, thank you, but it's not me. It's Christ in me. And boy, you start going down that road, you might win someone to Christ. You just never know. That's God's business. But we're all should be willing vessels of his grace and testimonies of his love. Christ dwells in your heart. You know that. We all know that. And I thank God that he does. For in my flesh, there is no good thing. There's not one good thing. Precious hearts, we are more than earthen vessels. We are called earthen vessels. But we're so much more. We are so much more than earthen vessels. We are able ministers. I love that. You're an able minister, not just a minister, but you're fully able, you're fully equipped to be a testimony of God's grace. Every moment of your life, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, we have absolutely nothing to boast of. We are counted worthy, we are qualified, we're enabled, And it's all by what? The grace of God. Isn't that wonderful? Well, God bless you this morning. It's really good to be back. We've been very, very busy the past month, but you know, everybody's been on my heart, and thank you for your prayers.